everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the third episode of Power Rangers Samurai, The Team Unites. And we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Now, this was the very first episode to actually premiere on Nickelodeon, so this is how everyone was introduced to the series.
Are you okay?
Of course.
Get into your opponent's head. Use your instincts to sense their next move and feel their attack coming.
Wow, Kevin, that's amazing.
Ah, Mike, always keep your guard up.
Mike, let me ask you.
Hey, that's not fair. You distracted me. Okay, I get it. Let me try again. One more time.
Now watch this.
Nice flip, though. Oh, whoops. He wears blue boxers, really? Oh, not paying attention, guys. The Team Unites was the third episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on February 7th, 2011. Written by David Schneider and James W. Bates. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi. And it was again directed by Peter Salmon. Oh, he's even got a New Zealand accent.
Better watch what you say. If it wasn't for Master Xander, where would you be?
It's actually you. You should watch what you say to me. You have no right to even talk to me, you big-fisted little brained nitwit.
Hey, I like my big fist, and my brain is...
Oh, nitwit.
That's enough. Both of you, stop bickering. Sanzu River can't rise with you standing here.
These people have a lot of mouths on them. She's got teethy smiles on both shoulders. Here we go.
Is our new clubhouse. I just finished fixing it up.
Wouldn't you call it a dojo?
You will learn the ways of the samurai. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be lots of hard work. I'm not finished. The path of the samurai is full of sacrifice, full of discipline, full of many hours of training. I'm not finished.
I'm trying to.
And by the way, when we're training, I'm not your Uncle Bulk.
Huh? Well, then, who are you?
Call me Sensei.
Sensei? Huh?
sensei. It means teacher.
What about when we're not training?
Then you can call me.
He's like his father. It's fun.
Where we train, it's also our sanctuary, a sacred place.
Really? Oh, in his mouth too. Yuck. So I've decided that the tricky thing about this show is trying to think about it on its own merits rather than, comparing it to what we just had. We've just gone from... Wait, he's not in school? That's not good. Anyway, we've just gone from a season... That was supposed to be a dark season from Disney when they didn't care about the series. And now we're in this where we're trying to really pick up on the... Not only on a different network, but we're also trying to go for the nostalgia factor. So it's, a lot of it's going to be very similar to the old school, like MMPR. Even the theme song. I'm gonna get wild. We're not even Dino Charge yet. Oh, alone, not a good idea. He's doing this in front of everybody. They seem to be wanting to keep things kind of secret, I think. He's gonna do it again. Duh. Ouch. Well, this is interesting. Dude, don't say that. He can.
Now all that's left to do is putting you in the dumpster. Oh yeah, that's enough. You worn out. You're welcome. Arm stretch. Even the Red Ranger can't see what's going on underground.
Oh wow. Are you guys okay?
Sure. Now let's take this creep.
Uh-oh. Feels like I'm starting to dry out. Guess I'd better punch out for now. Later, Rangers.
Thank goodness you were there. Dry out. That's new.
We came as soon as we heard.
I thought I could take him alone.
That was brave of you. But imagine what could have happened.
I know.
Mike, being a samurai is the ultimate sacrifice. Since we're fighting evil, you must stay away from your family and friends in order to keep them safe.
I realize that now, but I at least gotta go check on my friends.
Mike.
You gotta stay away from all the people you know and love. But first, go check on them. No.
I won't be able to hang out with you guys for a long time.
scaring up the human world. Rofer's got their tear ducts flowing.
That's good.
Ooh.
I was dried out, but after a nice soak in the Sanzu River, I'm gonna go pound those samurai rangers into chopped liver.
With your frightening fists fully functional, you'll be pestering people in no time. That means our Sanzu River could be flooding the human world soon. This'll be easy peasy.
Those samurai rangers won't know what hit them.
Won't be too soon. Let me think. We're in episode, what, 3 out of 40?
Being a samurai is the ultimate sacrifice. Since we're fighting evil, you must stay away from your family and friends in order to keep them safe.
I wish I could explain things to my friends. But beating this Nylock comes first.
There's gotta be a way to stop this thing.
That was a cool location shot. We've never been there in the New Zealand years. Or here. I don't think.
I have to figure out how to sense a Nylock's attack before it comes.
If we could only read the enemy's next move.
Then I can outsmart him.
How is running gonna help? Okay. This seems like this should be an important part of the episode, but I'm not seeing what's going on or how this is supposed to help. You know, they really aren't keeping their secret identities all that secret, right? Are they even doing that this season? I mean, those people are presumably still around. Oh, we're going to get everyone to... This is the longest morph in history, by the way. It's called team. Oh, are we gonna get his whole thing? Okay, that was kind of a cool morph, though.
Dragon's
There's no dragon. Or maybe his dragon is his Zord too, maybe? Oh, this is a new one. Oh, he's got a plan. Ooh, poor people in that car. How do you think he was following him without being able to see? Uh-oh. Oh, he didn't anticipate that one. Oh, kind of smart. And that's... Oh! Interesting. Wait, he put his green disc on there. It's still on there, but when he spun the sword, it was the black disc. Huh. Oops. Continuity error. Again? Dude, you've got to learn. Oh, that's going to be what. Yeah. Ew, that's gross. Right in the crotch, though. Depending on how anatomically similar he is to a human, that's probably hurting pretty good. Oh, nice catch. We need to combine now. Now, I don't know what that means in Japanese other than maybe combine, I guess. But I love how it looks like a house. Because that's kind of what they're... Not really a house, but you know what I mean. They are building something. Yeah, I had an idea there and it didn't pan out. Sorry about that.
Let's do this thing!
Mike, you've come a long way. Here's
the attack. No, not really. Also, that sounded more like Emily than it did. Oh. Stan Lee must have written his dialogue. Oh. Now Jaden has an idea. Okay.
Jaden, what's up? We're not just going to stand here waiting, are we?
Just use your instincts to sense his attack.
Are you sure?
If we concentrate hard enough, we'll be able to read his next move.
I'm with you.
Okay. Just focus.
Oh, that's a new trick. Even the Megazord's eyes went off.
Wait for it.
Hey, did you fall asleep? Well, here comes your wake-up call.
Now.
What? How did you... I'm all tied up.
We did it.
Fantastic.
Let's finish this.
What in heaven's name did they do?
No way.
Oh. Surprised they showed the arms gone. Wait, he didn't say the thing. Oh, look at the Shogun armor.
Yeah, you were great.
Foreshadowing. I like it.
It was so cool how you used those wacky arms against him.
Well, the truth is, I did trick him, but it wasn't enough. Actually, it was Jaden who helped me defeat him. I only anticipated the attack of one of his arms. Jaden got the other one. I couldn't have done it without him. We can do anything as a team.
Now he's learning a lesson, I guess. So we've gotten past our episode 3 team building episode. Good. Anyway, like I was saying, trying to compare this series to RPM is not gonna work. Just, it's a completely different show, really. Not to mention the fact, like I said, they're going for the nostalgia factor. Especially Saban, which is why we have Bulk back. The colors don't quite match, but... From the original MMPR, but, you know... Zio had these colors, so it's not too far out of the realm. And it goes more, we go more into the nostalgia factor next season. In any event, I think another thing that hurts this show is that it came right after, it didn't come right after RPM. We had the reversioning of MMPR in between. I wonder if maybe that would have changed stuff in my head for this series, but I don't know. Anyway, that's beside the point. Next time, we're going to be watching the next episode, which is the 4th one, Deal with a Nylock. And until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
See the